We welcome you back into Bullseye on the Afternoon here on AM 930 WEOL and 100.3 FM. Andy Bulbarch joined alongside Rocco Nucci. And it's time now for us to return to our Nordson Corporation Champions of Education series, brought to you by Nordson Corporation, a vital, self-renewing worldwide organization helping build products the world uses every day. And today we are shining the spotlight on the Firelands School District. And to help us do that, we bring in Mike Von Gunter, the superintendent at Firelands. Mike, thank you so much for the time today. How are you guys holding up in the midst of this pandemic?
Hi, Andy. Thanks for having me on today. Appreciate the opportunity. We're doing well, all things considered. A lot of resiliency in our community, as I know there is in Lorain County and across the state and country for that matter. Making the best of a difficult situation.
Well, you guys certainly are doing that, and I think it's interesting. Every week we host this and we talk to a number of different superintendents to find out how they're handling things and some of the creative things that they're doing along the way as well. This affects everyone, but you especially feel bad for the seniors of this 2020 class. And I know you guys are doing something really cool on social media to honor your seniors. What are you guys doing with these senior spotlights?
Sure. Through our senior spotlight program, we are posting a baby picture a little part of the day, and then later on we're posting via Facebook then the baby picture again, and then the senior with their picture. So sort of a way to sort of guess who we're posting, who the senior is, and then we share a little information about the senior and providing some detail to our community. Again, as you mentioned, such a tough time to be a senior. You know, these kids look forward to their final few months of the school year with various activities, certainly highlighted by prom and commencement and different award ceremonies and the final year on the ball field or running track or things of that nature. And it's just very sad for them right now, because many of those opportunities just aren't going to look the same, even through some virtual things that we're trying to do. But a way to honor our seniors and throw the spotlight onto them.
The pandemic certainly has forced everyone to get very creative with the way things are being done, from high school all the way down to elementary school. And late last month, the elementary school had something called the Falcon Family Challenge, getting everybody involved. What was this challenge all about?
Sure. So as you mentioned, real early on the start of this, our elementary principal, assistant principal, and staff put together, again, the Falcon Family Challenge. Really what it was a way to sort of connect school to home, and kids were tasked, and families working together were tasked to build a marble maze out of various materials at home, and sort of a competition to build the longest maze or most complex, the most colorful, just a way to sort of bring some fun into the home, something different. As we talk about STEM education, sort of allowing that design-build process. And students have submitted their maze and showed the marble going through their maze, and then those were posted online. So just a fun way to build some homeschool family connections.
Again, we're being joined on the hotline by Firelands Superintendent Mike Von Gunten on our Nordson Corporation Champions of Education series. Well, we just got done speaking of the Falcon Family Challenge, and I think challenge and challenges, certainly two words that always come to the forefront, talking about how people are handling the COVID-19 crisis. Mike, in your mind, what would you say the biggest challenges have been for your district in particular during all of this?
Sure. Well, you know, I'd like to start off by thanking our staff. They've just done an amazing job in transitioning to online school. And with that, this wouldn't be possible without the support of our families, certainly our students. So just couldn't be more proud of our community and so proud to be a Falcon. You know, I think like many of us, the biggest challenge that we face is just, you know, our limitations and how we are able and not able to interact. In some ways, we're fortunate that we have a lot of different technology and different platforms to connect virtually. But education is really all about relationships, and while our staff doing a great job of connecting with kids, there just is no substitute for the personal interactions that occur every day in every classroom, not only certainly in our district, but in all districts. So, again, great job by our staff, but I think it's, you know, our staff misses our kids. And, we can see each other online, but there is just no substitute for the personal interaction.
You guys have continued to provide grab-and-go meals throughout all of this. I know that's very important to every single school district. How has that worked for you guys, and who all has been involved?
Sure. I tell you what, the credit completely goes to four individuals I like to spotlight, led by Judy Ballman, our director, along with Deb Bakash, Shayla Teeter, and Carolyn Saylor. Just an amazing staff. By the time we get to next week, we'll be closing in on 9,000 meals served to our students. Just fantastic teamwork and again, a great collaboration within the staff to just get the job done. We've got a lot of positive support from our parents. I'm very appreciative of this. But I would also like to shout out to Second Harvest. They've partnered with us. So as families are coming through and getting their lunches and breakfast for the week, we've also been able to provide them boxes of food at certainly no cost to district and no cost to families. So what an asset we have in Second Harvest. So appreciative of their partnership during this time. I know they're doing great work in other communities across our county and neighboring counties.
As a matter of fact, yesterday they were down at the Lorain County Fairgrounds, and they certainly have been making the rounds and doing some great, great work, as you mentioned. Well, Mike, a few moments ago, we talked about some of the challenges that you guys have faced during this pandemic, and sometimes challenging times can certainly bring out the best in people. Do you think there are certain ways that the district has certainly grown in the middle of all this? I mean, I think this is something that we hope we don't see again for a very long time, but it seems like in some way, shape, or form, every district has found a way to grow that was maybe a little bit unexpected.
Sure. Well, certainly we've done a lot, as all districts have, with incorporating technology and instruction, but to do a 100% shift from meeting every day and using technology as a tool to supplement what's going on in the classroom to now, you know, really 100% relying on technology to get the job done, certainly has forced us to even further embrace technology. And again, I mentioned, you know, some of the drawbacks certainly are some of the more intimate one-on-one connections you make with kids and relationships. But certainly we've had to become very savvy with video conferencing, things like Zoom and other platforms that some were using, but some weren't. But so through the challenge of this, was certainly an opportunity to grow. And again, our staff has done a great job of embracing this new reality that we're all faced with.
Well, we can close out on this, and I know this is something we discussed the last time that we had you on. What are some of the updates on the new facility? And I know this is still pretty early in the process, and I'm not quite sure how the pandemic may have affected things, but what kinds of updates do you have on how this new facility is going to be constructed and when they might get the ball rolling on that?
Sure. So, again, we're in the design phase of building a 9 through 12 high school that will be connected to our existing high school. Now, fortunately for us, we were still early enough in the process of this where the design work was going on. So there, if you drive by, you won't see what looks like much action, but I can assure there's a lot of work being done behind the scenes. So fortunately with us, we're still meeting our anticipated schedule. The schematic design phase is just about complete. We're going to be moving into design development soon. Our goal is still to do an early site package later this summer or early fall. So while a lot has changed and a lot has been disrupted, by and large, our building project has been able thus far to stay on track. Of course, that can always change, but we're hoping for the best moving forward and looking to stick with our original timeline.
You mentioned that certainly you guys are a little ways off from constructing and breaking ground, all of that good stuff. Right now you're still in the design phase. I know you're really early on in the process, but are there certain elements of the new facility that could be on the table that you're really excited about?
Well, you know, the whole concept around this new building is to really create sort of what we call a hub of the community. You know, being a larger rural district, the school really becomes the centerpiece of our 94 square miles that represents the Farlands Local School District. So really excited about some of the community spaces that will serve instruction during the day but can be used for our community after hours, how the cafeteria and the gyms and a community area that, again, serves instruction during the day but can be used for other events in the evening. Really looking forward to to seeing this come out of the ground and soon be able to serve our kids and be a showplace and something that our entire community is very proud of.
Very, very good. Well, when we get back to things in the academic year for 2020 and 2021, we certainly look forward to having you on again, and hopefully we'll have a little bit more news on where you guys are at in the design phase and then hopefully in the construction phase of this as well. We're all looking forward to seeing what this new facility is going to look like. Mike, we appreciate the time. Thank you so much for joining us today, and we look forward to catching up again soon.
Thanks, Andy. Be well.
Thank you, Mike. You do the same again. That's Fireland Superintendent Mike Von Gutten joining us here on the Nordson Corporation Champions of Education Series, brought to you by Nordson Corporation, a vital, self-renewing worldwide organization helping build products the world uses every day. Let's step aside and break. Rocco and I will come back with more after this here on AM 930 WEOL and 100.3 FM.